This episode of Ticket Ripper is brought to you by people who pay for cable. We're all laughing at you. Welcome back. If you're new here, welcome to the Ticket Ripper Podcast. My name, as always, has been Jamin, your humble host, the greatest host of all time. Welcome to the podcast. We be ripping, we be dripping, and everything else. That's our motto, because we don't have enough energy or creativity left in our bones to make up a new one. How you guys been? How you been? You been good? Well, that's good, and I'm glad that you're back here. Ready to get yelled at for another good amount of time. Now, first and foremost, I want to get this out of the way. I am going to be launching a separate small series of podcasts. Not separate from Ticket Ripper. It's still going to be on the Ticket Ripper page. But if you are here for Bachelor in Paradise content, because apparently there are some here for that. Then you can go ahead and not listen to this podcast. You can go ahead and listen to The Bad Batch. I don't know why I said that, scary and spooky like a ghost. But The Bad Batch is where I'm going to be doing all of my Bachelor in Paradise content. I realized that last time, my episode went for an hour, and people look at hour long podcasts and say, no, thank you, for the salad. And just move along, which honestly to me makes no sense how Joe Rogan has such a large following when his episodes are 3 hours long. I made it 30 minutes into one episode and I was like, yeah, this ain't for me. What do I want to hear? Why do I want to hear a doctor talk for 3 hours? I don't. And that's probably because I'm a dumb poopy head and you guys are smarter than me. And I don't care. I don't care. Do you live in Joe Rogan's city? No, you don't. I do. So I would know. Trust me, I've met him at a coffee shop. He's boring as hell. So yeah, you can head over to The Bad Batch if you're here for the Match on Paradise. Although this is going to be a good podcast, I feel like. So, I mean, if you want to listen to both, I would love you eternally. Yes, that is possible. Trust me, because I believe in the eternal love. So continuing on today, let's get these trailers. And this time I am saying trailers of the week out of the way, because we've got some doozies. Like, let me just start this off by saying this. Netflix has come to play, ladies and gentlemen, and all the in-betweens. Ladies and gentlemen and all the in-betweens, Netflix is here to stay and here to play. You know me. If you listen to this podcast, you know me. I could not care less about anything that Netflix does at any time in their entire lives. I could not care less. And because of that, I don't watch a whole lot of Netflix shows. It's just who I am. And you can't get mad at me for that, because that's what you listen to this podcast for. You ask me to rip. So let me rip. Let me rip and let me drip. Sorry, my Citibank is calling me. Apparently, I owe them money. Cash at me. Anyway, continuing on. You know me. You know me, and you know that I could not care less about Netflix. But Netflix is doing some stuff. Specifically, in the next coming weeks, months. Like, the end of this year is going to be nuts on streaming service. And I feel bad for anybody who doesn't have Netflix, because let's take a look. First off, The Witcher. And if you haven't seen The Witcher yet, you moron, because The Witcher is beautiful. Here's the thing about it. And like, mommy, daddy, I'm sorry, but yeah, I do. Your boy watches The Witcher. Your boy watched Game of Thrones, and your boy watches The Witcher. And I don't blame you. But your boy watches The Witcher, your boy watches Game of Thrones, your boy watches Harry Potter. And I know, trust me, I know. But, and I'm not blaming you, Lord of the Rings is a gateway drug into the mystical. When I saw that gigantic demon fight Gandalf, I just knew in my heart that this was what I wanted for the rest of my life. Was just content like this. And so here I am. Here I am. A Witcher boy. And keep in mind, I haven't played the Witcher video game, so I don't know the story as well as probably like most of yous, or most people out there. I don't know who's listening to this, but I imagine you don't play video games like that. But the Witcher, I played the third one, and I love it. And I watched the first season of this show, and I loved it. This show got me through this show. Oh my God, you probably all just heard that. You all probably just heard my brain literally crash and burn. I just died inside a little bit. Like, my brain just rotted 2% right in front of you. The Witcher and the new Strokes album and Westworld got me through quarantine, because it's all I did. I watched the show, and then I played the video game because I liked the show so much. And then I listened to the Strokes while I was playing the video game, because the video game has a soundtrack that is absolutely abysmal. It's gorgeous, but after a while, one can only take so much of... Just in your ear, all of a sudden, like, you're just riding a horse, and out of nowhere, because you know how video games, like, they fade in music when you're in danger? All of a sudden, the music just starts going insane, and it's so loud, and I played all the way until 8. I played from like 10 p.m. until 8 in the morning. I literally, like, when I stopped playing, I was like, man, I should probably go to sleep. I didn't check the time. I get out of the room that I was in where there's no windows and there's no light, because there was nothing. I was so deep in darkness. I swear there was no life. No AC, no, barely any Wi-Fi. And you get out of there. I got out of there, and there's two doors in between that room that I was in. And I get out, and it's legitimately pure day. Like, not even like, oh, it's like the morning where like the sun is coming up. No. The sun's up. The sun's up, and the Starbucks is running. And my people in the house are awake and up and at 'em. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to bed. So The Witcher got me through some stuff, man. And season 2 is about to come out. And if you haven't seen the trailer for season 2, I mean, honestly, a lot of it is exactly what we've seen in season 1. They, for some reason, recycled a lot of the content. And is that an absolute lie to me? Yes. Like, do I feel betrayed? Yes, absolutely. Why are you going to say that you have a trailer or a teaser or anything like that? And half of the stuff that you're showing is already in the show. Hey, Netflix, I've seen it. I've seen it, Netflix. I don't need to see it again. I've seen the show. That accent developed into something completely different from what I thought it was going, where it was going at first. So yeah, The Witcher, if you haven't seen the trailer, go watch the trailer. It's still good. It's still exciting. I'm super hyped. And we're going to go. And we're going to continue on to the next movies, because Netflix is releasing a load of stuff. Zack Snyder, if you haven't seen his one of his more recent movies, Army of the Dead. I am not functioning correctly today. Anyway, in Army of the Dead, there is a character. I think Ludwig Dieter. Sorry, I have it pulled up here, and I'm a moron, and I don't use computers, even though I have computers in front of me, and I just don't use them. Ludwig Dieter, he was the safecracker in Army of the Dead, because Army of the Dead was more of like a heist movie. And so then Zack Snyder was like, hey, yo, what if I produce an actual heist movie? Which is such a good idea, because there's still zombies. Like, zombies are still going on, but now it's a lot more just about like the heistiness. And then, no. Like, trust me, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking when I say heist. You're thinking, oh, it's another Ocean's 11, anything like that. And here's what I gotta say to that. Probably. But not really. Not really. Some of the characters are gonna be carried over. The guy who I think they steal the safe thing for in the first one, I think he is actually in this one as well, which is really cool. I love that actor. But Army of Thieves looks great. Watch the trailer. It actually looks fantastic. It still has that sort of like style that Army of the Dead had. I love that Zack Snyder is keeping this like universe going, like to movies outside of just strictly zombie movies. It's very interesting when people take movies and make a sequel or a spinoff that is entirely, it's in that universe and it's in that situation, but it's entirely like separate from that. Like one of my favorite situations of that is Cloverfield. If you don't remember, Cloverfield was I think produced by J.J. Abrams. And in Cloverfield, Cloverfield had a sequel called 10 Cloverfield Lane. Not a sequel, but more of like a, like it was in the same universe and there was aliens, but most of the movie wasn't about the aliens. Like the aliens were a catalyst for what happens in the movie. And it was such a really good movie. If you haven't seen it, I mean, I'm not going to go into it. Really good movie. But then they also did The Cloverfield Paradox. And those three movies together are very different from each other. Like just aesthetically, narratively, and then overall, they're completely different from each other. But they all play off of the same sort of like main storyline. And it's gorgeous. I love it. We're at a point where I've done it. Okay, these trilogies and like, oh, let's make 9 movies about the same bozo over and over again. And oh, remember in the 90s when you saw this dude? Well, hey, he's back. Like, I don't care. Okay, movie people, I don't care. Give me a show that's in that universe. That's just completely different. Just completely different. Everything doesn't need to be inexplicably tied together. Or not inexplicably, but unbreakably tied together. Like, just make it. And that's one of the reasons I like Army of Thieves. It's a really good idea. I really like the vibe of the trailer. But I've been burned before. So hopefully the movie is actually as good as it's supposed to be. It's releasing October 29th, 2021. So hopefully I have an apartment by then. If not, I'm probably going to be on the street. You can catch me underneath the highway on 183. And if you're wondering if this is the laugh of a man who's dying inside, it is. It is. I'm so stressed. I don't know. Oh, man. That's good stuff. Moving along. Cowboy Bebop. Netflix is also making a show. Cowboy Bebop, if you don't know what it was originally an anime. A Japanese animated television show. But it was originally an anime. And if you watch the trailer, it does have a very different vibe because of the fact that, you know, like when you're translating something that's normally animated into TV show or into series live action, like you have to treat it with a certain kind of finesse. Some people who are way too in love with the animes or way too in love with the previous show and are obsessed with making it tit for tat, like it has to be the same vibe, it has to look and feel the same, all that kind of stuff, you can end up with something that's a little too quirky, something that's a little too crazy, which is why a lot of anime movies, like people say that they don't work in the past. But I think that this series is going to be fantastic. Just by the trailer alone, keep in mind, I've never seen the anime. So like that could also be why I enjoyed this trailer and I liked it, is because I don't have the whole like, oh, it looks so bad compared to like how the anime originally was, man. Like it's nothing like that, dude. Like I don't care. All right. It looks good. It looks quirky. It looks fun. And it looks like it's going to be, it looks like it's absolutely going to rock my socks off. And that's all I got to say, because I don't know anything about the storyline and I don't care. And I know I say that a lot and it sounds like I'm saying donkey in a Scottish accent, but I don't care. Okay, moving along, because we've got a lot of trailers. I'm telling you, Netflix and these streaming channels or these streaming people are losing their absolute minds. They're just like, hey, yo, what if we release everything at the end of the year, huh? What if we release everything at the end of the year, huh? And so here we are, releasing everything at the end of the year, huh? So next one is Don't Look Up. Now, this is going to be one of the more like, it's a comedy, it's a drama. It's made by the guy who made Vice and Adam McKay. You know who he is. Everybody knows who he is. He's got a quirky way of making movies, and they're cool. They're cool movies, too. So you back off. But let me read you off this cast, okay? And you tell me when we get to B-list actors. And trust me, we'll get there, but it's going to take a minute, all right? Here we go. Timothy Chalamet, you know, the kid from Dune. That's coming out. It's going to knock your socks off. Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, he's one of the greatest actors of our age, okay? Jennifer Lawrence, good with a bow. She'll stab your eye out from a distance. Cate Blanchett. An absolute goddess, too accepting of Woody Allen for my taste, but there you go. Jonah Hill, okay, definitely a hitter. I mean, Martin Scorsese, a lot of stuff with him, Moneyball, you know. Meryl Streep, okay, like, I feel like she's won like 77 Oscars, okay. Mark Rylance, definitely won an Oscar. Definitely played a gigantic man in Steven Spielberg's BFG, which is supposed to be big friendly giant, but I mean, we all know what that F stands for. Ariana Grande, not really an actress, probably going to suck in this movie, but I mean, if she's playing, it looks like she's playing somebody else other than herself, so I don't know how that's going to go. Kid Cudi, okay, what the hell is going on? Tyler Perry. Okay, what the hell is going on? Matthew Perry? All right, nobody's cared about him for a while. 17 again was kind of garbage, or, I mean, it was good, but you were garbage in it. You do not look like Zac Efron at all. And then we get to Ron Perlman? Okay. Himesh Patel? Okay. Netflix, what you doing? Netflix, what you doing? Because you're spending a lot of money, Netflix. Spending a lot of money. I love if you go to IMDb and you look at the details of the movie, it tells you the release date, it tells you the country of origin, it tells you the official site, it'll tell you the language, the filming location, and then it'll tell you the alternate names it's known as, and it's like, also known as, and it's just in, like, Mandarin or what like the writing. It's all like figures that you don't like, you know, great for like other people who do understand that, but I just find it hilarious that it's like there. It's like, oh no, also known as that. I'm like, oh well, what's it known as? And it's boop, and I'm like, oh right, yeah, I can't pronounce that. But yeah, this movie's insane. This movie's nuts. I think it's about let me give you the snap. The story of two low-level astronomers who must go on a giant media tour to warn mankind of an approaching comet. Sorry, I was about to cut myself off again. I know I do that a lot, and I don't finish a lot of storylines that I go along. But let me say this. Watch this trailer. In the beginning of this trailer, Leonardo DiCaprio is in a bathroom breathing very heavily. And when he's doing it, I legitimately get a headache. I want to throw up watching this man breathe the way he's breathing in this trailer. It's legitimately nauseating. And I think that means he's a god of an actor, but like legitimately I cannot watch that. I hope they don't drag it on in the movie, cuz it's so stressful to me. Like, my anxiety just goes through the roof. And it's funny cuz they actually mentioned in the movie, it's like, your breathing is really stressing me out, because it is. And it adds to the stress of the movie, of like the stakes that are going on. Obviously, this dude is a dweeb, even though he's Leonardo DiCaprio, if you don't know, even when he looks like a dork, he's gorgeous. Maybe not, though. Last trailer we're going to talk about, because I have been talking for this way too long. way too long, is Hawkeye. You know what's really funny? I don't even know what movie I'm going to talk about. I can legitimately tell you right now, I have no clue what movie I'm going to talk about. I think I had an idea, and now I don't. Because normally, I just find my way. Am I completely and horrendously unorganized in making the show? Absolutely. And is that why you watch it? Probably. This place is a pigsty. This place is a mess. And I'm talking about this podcast. We're rolling. We're rolling. Oh my God. I'm getting so sidetracked. Last trailer I'm going to talk about is going to be Hawkeye. Hawkeye, if you haven't seen it, and I am saying Hawkeye, not Hot Guy. I know that that's a meme. No. Anyway, it's obviously it's a series about, Clint, Clint, whatever his name is. Nobody cares about his last name because we all know him as Hawkeye. I don't even know why they call him anything other than Hawkeye. I know it does sound like I'm saying Hawkeye. You'll never know which one I'm saying or not unless you get closed captioning by Google, but even then it sucks. If you haven't seen the trailer for Hawkeye, watch it. Obviously, it's very Christmassy. It's coming out November 24th, 2021. So don't ask me why it's Christmas themed. Probably because they're releasing enough episodes to come out on Christmas. And I just answered my question and I feel stupid now. Jeremy Renner's in it. Hailee Steinfeld's in it. Florence Pugh is in it. Florence Pugh is super exciting for her to be in it because she's going to try to kill Clint. Which is great because she's Yelena Belova, and she's gonna try kill Clint because she's the new Black Widow. And we're gonna probably, hopefully, get more of U.S. Agent, which is gonna be dope. I want to see a lot more of that. I hope her and Yelena Belova, or him and Yelena Belova, are gonna tag team to try to take down Clint because Clint killed Black Widow. Yeah, that's right, Clint, you murdered her. You murdered her. That's your fault, bud. We all saw it. You threw her off the cliff. but one of the things I like about this trailer is the vibe that it's going with. It's not going with like, oh, I'm training this chick to be the greatest archer of all time to like to be the new me. It's kind of like she took on that role herself and he's just kind of, I guess, taking her under her wing, but they're both so like, I want to say unprofessional, and they're both just kind of trying to go, like she's just trying to, you know, figure it out as she's going. Very Jack Sparrow vibes, and he is just this old guy who's like, man, I can't believe I'm this old and my kids are this old and I'm still doing this. Like, what the hell? I don't like the fact that Marvel gave me one scene with Ronan, the Ronan suit, in this entire MCU, and that's all we get. Ronan should have been his own show. Ronan, and if you don't know who Ronan is Hawkeye when he was, going around killing people, which apparently is a bad thing, even though everybody does it. I remember that one time Captain America threw a dude into an airplane blade and he had disintegrated into a million pieces. Yeah, Hawkeye, don't feel bad for killing some Yakuzas or cartel. Captain America's whole, his whole act is just, oh, hey, you know what I'm going to do? Like, you know, justice, peace, and like, you know, America. But also, get out of my way, Nazi. Throws him into a blade on an airplane. And the guy disintegrates into freaking slushy. So don't feel bad, Hawkeye. We've all done it. We've all murdered somebody. So when you get to the point where you've thrown a guy into an airplane, I'm repeating this over and over again because I feel like you guys aren't getting this. When you throw a guy into an airplane propeller and he disintegrates into 1,000,000,000 pieces, then Hawkeye, then you can feel bad for killing people. Captain America is a murderer, dude. Like, I get that he was a Nazi. You could have just thrown him off the plane. He would have smooshed on the ground quick and easy. But instead, you threw him through a propeller, Cap. You're my hero? Don't think so. You're my hero? I don't think so. And that's the trailers of the week. And that took way too long to do. And do like, and it's because these trailers, man, they do this all the time. They're just like, you know, we don't have any trailers going on. It's mainly just because, you know, the summertime and COVID and all this kind of stuff. Psych! 77 trailers we're dropping them all right now. Oh, all the music's coming out too. Billie Eilish, Montero. All of it, dude. Everything just starts releasing like nobody's business at the end of the year. And it's a lot because I'm working more because I'm in retail. Oh, because you don't know how retail works? You see, people, stupid, idiotic, dumb little baby people like you have to go get their fire sticks for $25. And so they go and make my life a living hell for a week in November, even though Amazon sells fire sticks for $10 all year long! I just broke a promise, a semi-promise that I made to people in my house that I wouldn't baby talk my audience. All seven of you. It's going up. The number's going up because of the Bachelor stuff. The number is skyrocketing. No, it's not skyrocketing. But if you are into the Bachelor in Paradise kind of stuff, please inform your people that we have our own series, The Bad Batch, going on with the Ticket Ripper. I say it's its own series. It's not its own show. It is going to be, you'll be able to find it here on the episode list. So if you're on Spotify, give me a follow and tell your peeps, tell your homies, share, you know, dude, do listening parties. I don't care. I'm going to tell you right now, do listening parties because you might think I care. Let me tell you right now. I don't care. All right, I'm going to pause it right here, and I'm going to go pee, and also think of things of a movie I've watched, because right now, I'm not going to lie to you, because you're not here for me to be fake to you. You're not here for me to tell you that I love, you're not here for me to tell you that I love my house in Prague. When I don't own a house in Prague. You're not here to see me post on my Instagram that I'm sitting in front of a Ferrari when I clearly drive a Toyota Camry. You're here for the truth. And here is the unfiltered, unrelenting truth. This is the absolute truth. I have no idea what I'm doing right now. I'm sitting here talking about nothing. I blew through those trailers because there were so many of them. So I'm going to pause it right here because I need to take a drink of water. I need to pee. And, you know, just living my life. See ya. And I'll be back in a second. Literally for you, it's going to be 2 seconds. Watch. Oh, and the podcast didn't stop recording because I'm an idiot and I pushed a space bar when the program wasn't opening. You just heard me hit the space bar and now I'm just sitting here. I just didn't even move.
All right, we're back. Most normal human beings would have cut that out of an episode, but that's not what you come here for, is it? No, you're a stinky little poopy baby. You're a stinky little poopy baby. You want bloopers, huh?
I love bloopers, man. I love bloopers. If you've never sat down and watched The Office bloopers for like an hour and a half, like you haven't experienced true joy and laughter in your life. If you're at all a fan of The Office, watch the bloopers. They are arguably better than the show as a whole, which is such a weird thing to think about. You know what's really funny? I was sitting here drinking my, what is this? Pineapple banana. Oh, I was about to say pineapple. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Benjamin Abraham Arevalo has officially... Oh, wow. No English. Mucho no inglés. Ok, ya vamos a hacer este podcast en español porque obvio que no puedo hablar inglés hoy. Y yo creo, yo sé que tengo acento con cuando hablo español. Entonces, todos los mexicanos, toda la raza me van a dar... what's the word? Me van a dar crap por mi acento. Me van a dar mucho crap por mi acento porque yo no puedo hablar. And I don't know why I talk it like that. That's literally not how I talk in Spanish. I do that just because I feel like that. I do that because when I talk very quickly and when I talk very nervously in Spanish, I do it in the Radio Lobo radio host voice. Which is why I sound like that. Very
buenos días, todas las personas del norte.
Well, I don't even remember what the Radio Lobo. Most of you actually listening are probably gonna understand that because. I want to say, at this point, I can say a good half of you are my family. And that's not like saying you're my best friends. I think legitimately I can pinpoint maybe a good 5 of you are my family. So you understand the Radio Lobo references. Oh, man. I was sitting here thinking about the movies that I have watched and haven't watched, and I don't know why I would think about movies I haven't watched. I haven't seen The Green Knight, which is really depressing to me, if I'm being completely honest, but hey, it's not my fault that they released it in theaters only. I'm not gonna die. I'm not gonna go to the theaters and die. Would I want to go to the theaters and sit and drink a Jack and Coke slushy and eat popcorn and sit in a leather seat at the Cinemark and die? Because that's exactly what I did. When I went to go watch Shang-Chi. And it was the single most uncomfortable hour or two of my life. It, for some reason, and like this has been a thing normally before. Like even back in the day when I would go to the Dolby Theater and I would watch movies when they released, the rooms are packed, so it's warm in there if the AC isn't, you know, pumping, especially with those leather seats. Like, the thing they don't tell you about leather is that your legs, they sweat like crazy, which from now on in the future, I am going to bring my own sanitary wipes to wipe the butt sweat off of the chair, because I don't know if they're butt sweat wiping the chairs off. But so already, like, it gets warm in there. And it's like stuffy in a movie theater. But for some reason, it might be because of the fact that A, I was wearing a mask every time I wasn't eating popcorn or drinking, which some of you might say defeats the purpose of the mask. But I would say, I don't care. I don't care. I value my safety and yours over your snarling looks. Oh, that bro just pulled out his... Actually, no, that's not how they sound here in Texas. Here we go.
Oh, I'll be an armadillo in an HEB. That man just pulled down his goddamn mask to eat popcorn, then pull it back up. That kind of defeats the purpose of the mask, don't it? Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe he values his own safety and the safety of others over the snarling looks I'm giving him. All I'm saying is I brought barbecue in here with me, and I'm going to go right away in my McLaren.
Because all the dudes who sound like that here in Austin, I'm going to tell you right now, those are the dudes driving Ferraris. Those are the dudes driving $70,000 trucks to their job. And then anywhere else, this is what I imagine the life of a guy who's well off in Austin and what his life sounds like. Okay, so he wakes up, he gets ready for work, there's heated floors. There's heated floors. And I don't know why I laughed at that. I just think it's so funny that that's already how you know he's so rich.
heated floors. That seems like such an easy thing to have. And it's not. Think about that. Think about that right now. Heated floors are a luxury. You know, I could build an oven underneath my bathroom and just light a fire. That's such a stupid come to me for engineering tips, people. I know how to get heated floors without electricity. Just a whole lot of carbon emissions. Anyway, so he wakes up on his heated, he takes a shower, he gets out of the shower on his heated floors, he gets in his $70,000 work truck, goes, drives around for 8 hours, calling people on his iPhone SE, talking about like, oh yeah, brother, yeah, I'm gonna, hey, how's the kid doing, well, I mean, you know me, we're gonna go down, we're going to go to Taco Cabana. We're going to pick ourselves up some carne asada. And the tortillas are going to be really good. No. No, yeah, I'll pick up that concrete from you. You're within about an hour or so. If you, dude, this accent is so evolving into something completely different. I don't even know where I was going with that one, but you understand, like, he makes phone calls. He's a business man, okay? And he doesn't own the business. He just, for some reason, has all the freedom in the world. It's strange. One dude who came, I'm not going to talk about that, never mind. But anyway, then he goes home after being in his $70,000 truck all day. His back hurts from doing nothing, from making phone calls on his iPhone SE. Some of you might be thinking, couldn't he have just done that at work? Or couldn't he have just done all those phone calls from home since he didn't really do anything? Yeah, absolutely he could have. But why didn't he? Because he hates his wife and loves his $70,000 truck. So anyways, moving on. So he gets home. He parks his truck inside of his garage, which is it's just way too big because he's way too rich. He doesn't know what to do with his money. His truck is 7 feet long. It's an extendo bed. It's got 6 wheels. And he parks that baby in there. It smells like gasoline. His O2 monitor or his CO2 monitors are going off the charts. They're like, yo, dude, your garage needs to be open, dog. Then he goes inside. His wife hasn't cooked anything because she's a modern woman. She's a modern woman and she knows that he doesn't like her. And so she's just like, why am I going to cook for you, bro? Why am I going to cook for you? I picked up the kids. I did all this other stuff because you're a misogynist little dude. Wow, this is getting deep. Anyway, he then gets inside of his 2019 Porsche Panamera and goes all over town and just randomly selects a place to eat. And guess what that place is? He could take his family anywhere on the planet. He could go to all the top places because he's loaded. But where does he take his family? To get cheese fries and popcorn at a movie theater while watching Shang-Chi. You know what's really funny is most rich people, they have the worst, like, sound systems in everything. They're just like, yeah, all my speakers are blown. And I'm like, what? Yeah, I never watch movies at home anyway. It's so weird. I don't know where this conversation went. I was going to talk about Shang-Chi, and now I'm 40 minutes into this podcast. All I've talked about were trailers and a day in the life of a rich man in Texas. I impersonated him for a minute and a half. Do I feel better about myself? No. Is this podcast completely off the rails? And yes, if you're wondering, I am doing like Eminem rap hands. Yes, it is completely off the rails. And yes, if you do want to see the rap hands, I am working on getting video. So don't worry about that. But I'm going to stop it here. I'm not going to talk. Actually, no. You deserve movie content. Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up to my roommates for making way too much noise during this podcast. Also, for this one, she didn't know that my laundry day was today. We have it written on the wall. I have a blind dog. There's a blind dog in this house. Rocky, say something. Yeah, he can't speak because he's blind. Okay? So for all of you actually expecting him to talk, he's blind. He can't speak. You idiots.
Oh, is the blind dog gonna talk to us? Is the blind dog gonna talk to us?
No. The blind dog can't speak because he's blind. Not because of the fact that he's a dog. We're off the rails. I don't even know what to talk about anymore. Shang-Chi was a good movie. Shang-Chi was such a good movie. All the action sequences in this movie just off, like just popped off, dude. Like it's one of the things that I like that Marvel has started caring about is that they started caring. It started with like Winter Soldier. They started caring what their fight scenes actually look like. So they're more coherent. They're more more combat-y and more choreographed out. It makes them so much better. Shang-Chi takes that to another level because it's all martial arts. There's some dude with no arm and he's doing martial arts and he's got a sword popping out of his arm and he's like, whoa, 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 and it's dope. It's dope. From the first scene, which is the bus scene, if you haven't seen the movie, I mean, you're a moron. Why aren't you watching Marvel movies? Probably because of the fact that you don't want to die in a movie theater, which I did. I got COVID. I don't tell my job. Oops. Anyway, so everything about this movie, I liked it. I liked the movie as a whole. The storyline was good. It had some really good, one of the things I will say is it did lack a twist. There's like, I don't know why I was expecting there to be this humongous twist somewhere in the middle of this movie. It's really cool just how, like, with Shang-Chi and with Black Panther, Marvel has single-handedly, but Marvel has proved to themselves and Hollywood that when you give somebody of a certain culture complete creative freedom over a movie that's based on that culture or that is heavily influenced by that culture, the movie ends up better because of the fact that it feels authentic. It doesn't feel like some dude making a movie, about Chinese culture when he's not Chinese, which you can always point out. You can always point it out. Trust me. You're always just like, man, this movie, like Last Samurai, I was watching this and I was just like, I'm going to tell you right now, brother, this movie feels like it was made by a white man. Because only us Americans. And yes, I am putting myself in this category because I am an Americano. Please don't come after me, Ice. Although Ice, please don't come after anybody. Your guys are a bunch of jerks. We're getting way too political here. I got friends. What was I even talking about? Shang-Chi was like, the fight sequences were really good. The storyline, like I said, it had some real heartstrings. One of the things I really enjoyed was there was a lot of like, Marvel's been doing this thing where they emphasize on the females in these storylines, which was one of the things that, oh, I'm making so much noise into the microphone. One of the things I liked about this movie was that, Sean, was, chosen by his father to be like an assassin, but the father neglected his daughter. And so she ended up being this like this kingpin, just like criminal underlord, and it was rad because she was ridiculous when it came to the fists and whatnot, you know, like she could really throw a punch, and it was really just cool, super cool, because at the end there's like this huge battle scene and it was really cool to see her use her weapon of choice, or a weapon that we see her use later in the movie, or earlier in the movie, sorry, time is weird. And she's like knife, like with a knife, just all over the place. So crazy. Sorry, I'm literally on 3% brain right now. But she's like, you know, flipping that knife around, doing her thing. And it's really cool because that's like, I mean, these are things you don't get to see a lot in anything other than like foreign movies. And to bring that to a movie that's going to be widely that has been widely released in the US of A is fantastic. It's fantastic. I mean, it's been like people value realism in their movies now. It's something that we like. I feel like a lot of people strive for. We crave it. You know, like it's cool to see like really fantastical movies like all these Marvel ones. And I mean, even this is still like, you know, it has a lot of that like mystical, magical kind of stuff in it. I mean, Wong is in it. And the Ten Rings, those, oh my God, don't even get started on the Ten Rings. Shang-Chi's dad is the holder or owner of the Ten Rings. And essentially, he's like super powerful. Like, they're crazy. What he does with these rings are nuts. And it's like there's some sequences in this show or in this movie. There's like some scenes that are just so beautiful that they do with the Ten Rings. And it's super unique, like something you've never seen or never would have thought you'd see in a Marvel movie. But yeah, one of the things I will say, and like Awkwafina was cool. Awkwafina was cool. Like I feel like Awkwafina didn't need to be in this movie, but for some reason she was, and I'm not going to fight it because she was a good comic relief. But at the same time, like I didn't really, I feel like, Simu Liu, who is the guy who plays Shang-Chi, I feel like he was enough of a comic relief on his own. Having this sort of like buddy with him kind of, you know, did help kind of make it like share the load with the comic relief. But it felt very unnecessary. But she had her own like little story arc that was nice, you know, like it was cool. Something about basically she was a loser and they were calling out the losers for not doing anything with their lives and said, hey, you could shoot a bow and arrow. but one of the things that I did have, and I think I've mentioned this in one of my earlier podcasts, one of the things I did have a little bit of a gripe about is during the final battle sequence, and I'm about to spoil the ever living hell out of this movie, and I don't care. Okay.
You haven't gone to see Shang-Chi? You haven't gone to see Shang-Chi in the theaters because you don't want to...
I can't really baby voice you on that one because I honestly, like, yeah, I get it. One of the things... I'm about to spoil it. You haven't seen it, you're a moron, watch it. At the end, like I said, there's a huge battle sequence because his dad is trying to accidentally release a gigantic demon, which he does release, by the way. It is enormous, and it is a jaw-dropping moment because you're like, oh my God, because movies are afraid to do humongous things, and this one definitely wasn't. There was a gigantic dragon in this one. Two of them, to be exact. One was a demon, but there was a dragon that pops out of nowhere. Out of the ocean, because that's just how it be, and he's huge, and he's dope, and somebody's riding him, but the music is like, wow, wow, wow. It's super calm, it's super chill, like, going off of the music, you would have swore, that, like, somebody just had, like, a wholesome moment, but no, it was definitely a 700-foot dragon flying through the sky out of the ocean. So maybe make the score a little bit more intense, because this is the single most intense thing I have ever seen. The whole time that they were talking about this, like, the great protector, was it's a gigantic dragon. I was like, yeah, we're never gonna see that dragon. Like, there's no way they're gonna show that dragon. Like, there's no way their VFX people paid or were paid enough to make a giant dragon pop out of the ocean. And lo and behold, there it was. And the music sucked. It was the same issue that I had with Suicide Squad. If you didn't watch Suicide Squad yet, or the Suicide Squad, sorry. If you didn't watch the Suicide Squad yet, watch it. Obviously, I talked about it already. And if you haven't yet, you're a moron. It was for free. So what you doing? But Suicide Squad had the same issue at the end. There was like this great, like, grand climax where the giganto starfish gets eaten by rats, which is dope. Such a dope idea. Really menacing, really, really intense. Like, for anybody, being covered in rats and eaten by those rats is a super, super intense moment. And yet, for some reason, they said, what if we make this a really happy-go-lucky moment? Like, dum 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 dum. I swear to you, it was the weakest, weakest soundtrack you could have picked. I understand the vibe that they were going for, but it was sucky. It was terrible. I didn't like it. I loved that movie, and I hated, absolutely hated that the score for that movie wasn't as good as it could have been. I feel like throughout this whole COVID thing, like, people have been neglecting how important music is in these movies, and which sucks. Because music is everything to the movie, man. You can, like, you can't have a moment in a movie like be if especially a powerful moment like that. You can't do that without a good score. One of the people who understands that more than anybody is Hans Zimmer. Hans Zimmer is a crazy man, to say the least. And let me show you. Let me show you real quick, because I'm about to finish, and then I'm gonna go. But real quick, let's see. Let me look it up. I got it right here. Here we go. Sorry, I'm playing music into my microphone. Does that make sense? Not at all. But I'm about to show you this is from a movie that I did not like. This is from a movie called Batman and Superman. I did not like Batman and Superman. I don't know if I've expressed this enough in the past. The movie was dumb. The acting was dumb. The writing was dumb. It looked good. It was not as good. And for some reason, they wanted Superman to be Jesus. And I don't understand that. But at the end, Superman decides that he has to sacrifice his own life for Pakistan. And so he grabs a kryptonite spear, which, by the way, makes him super weak. And he flies into Doomsday to kill him. And this is the score that Hans Zimmer decided to go for that moment. You tell me if you can pinpoint exactly when Superman dies, okay? Super dope. Gorgeous. The chorus, the vocals, like the opera. Dynamic. Jesus. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Are you kidding me? The movie was not 50% as good as that one clip I just blessed your ears with. Ridiculous. And that scene is one of my favorite. I did not like that movie. I don't want to say hated it, because I hated it, but because I don't want to be a hater. Dude, this podcast is about to be 53 minutes long, and I have talked about basically nothing. So if you're still sticking around, I love you. Music is key to a good movie. Some people understand that. Some people do not. Michael Giacchino knows how good a track has to be. Star Trek, Michael Giacchino, an absolute legend. Hans Zimmer is one of the most, like, I want to say underrated, because of the fact that, like, people don't realize how much value he brings to a movie. Rango wouldn't have been as good if the track wasn't as good. Music is key, and some movies nowadays are not putting their chips on music. I don't know if it's because of budget. I don't know if it's because they're just lazy. But it matters more than they will ever understand. And it ruined that part of Suicide Squad for me. And it ruined that part of... Well, it didn't ruin. I mean, it was still dope. There was a dragon coming out of the ocean. What are you kidding me? But it made that impact of that scene less for me. There was a lot more or a lot of other scenes on that that movie that had that same like vibe to it that needed a soundtrack that was so dynamic and so powerful to keep up with just how like unrealistically like booming this movie was at that time. Shang-Chi did some ambitious things, but their music wasn't ambitious with it. And that's my biggest thing. That's where I'm going to finish this podcast. If you stuck around for this one, oh my God, you have mental problems and you need to go get that checked out. Who would listen to this for as long as I have talked? I promise I'm going to be more organized and talk less. I'm trying to keep these under 30 minutes. But hey, if you have made it this far and you do want to hear Bachelor stuff, I don't know why you stuck around this far expecting to hear Bachelor stuff. That's going to be in a different episode right after this one. So if you are here for the Bachelor stuff, head on over to the Batch Pad. I'll see you guys there. Follow on Spotify if you're listening on Spotify. I don't know if you can follow on any other apps. If you can, do that. I imagine that helps me. It also helps keep you up to date on my podcast. You can follow me on Ticket Ripper on Twitter as well at Ticket Ripper Pod, and you can tell me about how dumb I am. You can give me suggestions about the podcast. Tell me I need to talk less. Tell me I need to talk more. Tell me my sound sounds like garbage. I don't care. I live in a cult house. What do you expect? Tweet me at Ticket Ripper Pod on Twitter. If you want to check out my gaming channel, that thing is dead. So good luck finding it. It's still out there, and I don't care. I don't know how to plug myself. My name is Benjamin. I'm not going to dox myself. I do live in Austin. That was a bit of a dox. I'm going to stop talking now. I'll see you in the Batch Pad. See ya.